Would you bow your heads, please? Father, we come before you knowing that you are the author and the finisher of everything that we are and everything that you do with us and in us. We ask for your grace for this message, that it will penetrate and permeate the hearts of these that have a need, in Jesus' name. Amen. Last Sunday, there was a press in my heart to share a little bit of the place we are actually in the preparation for the kingdom of God to take over the kingdoms of flesh. And I gave you quite a bit of information. It'll be actually on the internet. It already is there, I believe, but some people believe that after they've been baptized in the Holy Ghost, like in Acts chapter 2, that that's the end. They think they've got it all. But that's not all. That's not the end. That's only the beginning. It's a deposit. Now, when you bought your house, a deposit was required, but it didn't pay it off. When you buy a car and the installment called for 3 or 5 years, it's not yours until, amen? Say, the Holy Ghost is not complete yet in me. There's more fire needed. Because God is baptizing those that he chooses in a deeper way. By the fire of his Spirit. Confirmed in Matthew 3:11. He shall baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire. And in fire. All right. We talked about this on, if you want to go on the message from the internet, you can double check at the beginning of this. But notice in the following scriptures that they are filled with the Holy Spirit. But the tongues of fire remain sitting upon their heads as this fire, or this baptism of fire, has been reserved until the end time. So if you look at Acts chapter 2, 1 through 4, you'll see that as the day of Pentecost had fully come, this would be established. This end time fire goes beyond the infilling of the Holy Spirit with the accompanying gifts. And it has a twofold purpose. It will burn away all that hinders the end time visitation of the Lord, and it will reveal the Shekinah glory of the Lord, which is where we closed off on Sunday. But who may abide in the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. For he shall sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. Malachi 3, verses 2 and 3. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work, and what sort it is. 1 Corinthians 3:13. I believe the fire of God was on you because you obeyed the Lord and you stood on the promise that God had given you. And the fire has consumed the darkness. It did not consume the saints. But the enemy wanted to bluff their way through. But they couldn't, because the fire was actually working on you, and then it jumped on Paul. That's what you described. For it is God that is our consuming fire, Hebrews 12:29. Jesus ascended in glory, and as a part of his progressive return, did you hear the word progressive return? It also is the word parousia, meaning he's being restored and he's presenting himself in a corporate way in a group of people that love him. The restoration of his glory is to be seen upon those who are overcomers. Are you an overcomer, Cindy? Yes. How was your walk with that obedience?
Awesome.
Awesome, but difficult. If you said there was no difficulty, then I would remind you there were a few phone calls between those 3 years.
Phone calls, altar couldn't get off, yeah.
All of these overcomers will precede his personal, visible appearance. Now, if you go to Isaiah 60, you'll get a clue. Verses 1 through 3. This is prophetic for today. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. And the Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. Those in high places had to bow their knee to a little word that was given because this lady believed in the light that is greater than all the other lights, Christ Jesus himself. We have experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues along with empowering ministries, giftings, but we have not yet come to the baptism of fire, which will purge and purify the individual in preparation for the full restoration of the apostolic. This restored apostolic ministry will have a vital part in the end time visitation of the Lord, in his manifested glory, which will prepare the way for the coming of the millennial kingdom. You say, well, what's that all about? There's going to be 1,000 years that Jesus will reign, but it's going to open up very similar to when Jesus was landing in the earth in his mother's womb. Could Israel see what was happening in the realm of the Spirit? Could the country's officials get a clue that there was somebody that had been born? Not really. It took 3 wise men from a different country, in different part of the world, to come and give him gifts because they couldn't handle what was happening. A Messiah had been born, and the only people that knew were what? The shepherds. It's the same today. If I remember correctly, your husband's a carpenter. So was Jesus. He picked out fishermen and shepherds. You say, what are you trying to get at? It is the same today. Jesus and his Holy Spirit is at work preparing a kingdom that will never end. And you have had a deposit, but the full balance is on the way. Watch now. And there appeared to them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Notice the progression. The tongues, like as of fire, sat upon each of them. And then they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Notice 3 levels. There are 2 reasons why these tongues of fire are still sitting upon our heads. First, the Lord is awaiting for an appointed time, the fullness of time, his end time, intervention in the church and in the affairs of the nations. Did you hear? And in the affairs of the nations. Don't get looking at the news and get bent out of shape because the Middle East is in an uproar. God has not fallen off his throne. Galatians 4:4. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son. Jesus didn't land 1,000 years early. He came on time. His spirit came on time. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, Ephesians 1:10. Second, along with our waiting for the fullness of time, There is another hindrance to the fullness of the release of the baptism of fire. This experience of the Holy Spirit's fire, which purges and purifies, was offered to the established and structured church during the charismatic visitation. But they rejected it. Therefore, the Lord is waiting for the church to invite him to come in. To understand this, we must consider Israel, who had been offered the manifest glory of the Lord, the Shekinah, but rejected it. And the Lord said to Moses, go to the temple, or go to the people, and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes and be ready against the third day. For the third day, the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. Exodus 19, verses 10 and 11. And it came to pass that on the third day in the morning, that there were thunder and lightning and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceedingly loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. Exodus 19:16. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said to Moses, speak you with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. Exodus 20, verses 18 and 19. Because of the manifest glory, or the tongues of fire, had first been offered to Israel, but was rejected, the Lord required us to invite this visitation of fire to come within. Israel had said, let not God speak with us, lest we die. We must also face this same issue, knowing that all that is not of the Lord will be burned out of us as we die to our self-life. Now that's going to be really needed to be confirmed by an ouch. Because when your selfish ways are being burned up, you're not going to be happy about it, but you've already asked for him to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And with fire. What does fire do? Burns. 2 Corinthians 3:18. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with open faces, beholding as in a glass or a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. One characteristic of manifest glory is that it reflects, similar to a mirror. In this reflection of the manifest glory, we are able to see ourselves as we are. How many have ever seen a little piece of ugly? Thank you. After Adam's transgression and the resultant loss of the Shekinah covering, he said that he was naked. He realized that he had done and hid from the presence of the Lord. So he realized what he had done, and then he went and hid himself. This also happened to Isaiah. When the heavens opened and he saw the manifest glory of the Lord, instead of hiding from the Lord, Isaiah immediately repented. Isaiah 6:1. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. In effect, Isaiah is saying, when all that I had depended upon was removed, I finally looked up and saw the Lord. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet. And with two he did fly. And one cried to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke or glory. Isaiah 6:2. in the presence of manifest glory, Isaiah saw himself as he really was and repented or changed his mind. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts, Isaiah 6:5. The children of Israel were willing to hear the word of the Lord, but they did not want their inner lives exposed. I should have heard an amen. Amen. How many of us are afraid to talk about our weaknesses? Nor did they desire to change as Isaiah desired. For the third day, the Lord will come down in the sight of all his people upon Mount Sinai. Exodus 19:11. The Lord has desired to reveal himself to all the people. But this revelation of his visible glory was rejected. Therefore, the Lord withdrew into a 10x10 cubicle. What do we call that 10x10 cubicle?
Holy of Holies.
The Holy of Holies. That's right. Where only the high priest could approach him only once a year. That's ugly. But it was the choice people made. Notice that this visitation in which the Lord came down in his manifested presence in the sight of the people was in the beginning of the third day. It came to pass on the third day in the morning, Exodus 19. And he said, Jesus said to them, go you and tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow. And the third day, I shall be perfected. Where are we found from the Lord? We're on the third day. Luke 13:32 is telling us very clear. We are approaching the time when this baptism of fire will again appear. I can tell you that I have seen forecasts in the past of that Shekinah glory. I've seen it with my eyes wide open. I've seen it when I was sitting in church and the entire church was filled with smoke. From the top of the ceiling, all the way around the walls, everything disappeared. And the heavenly lights showed up. And I didn't understand, and I thought there was something wrong with my glasses. So I cleaned my glasses, and it was still, the Shekinah glory was full, visibly, in the church. And the anointing of the Lord was present, where I could only see Gino. And he was preaching, and I saw him luminous. His body was radiating. I couldn't see his bones, but I could see from the waist up, and it wasn't normal. That's a forecast. That's a forecast that the veil can disappear when you least expect it. The veil between the heavens and you is so thin because we're so close to that third day. And some people are saying, but you know, this will never happen. We've been waiting for hundreds of years. Well, praise God, it's now. Look at your neighbors and get ready. You see, when that happens, the God of heaven is going to fill his house. He will fill his house. Which house? This one. And corporately, we will do the works that Jesus did. So you say, well, me, little old me, why not you? You like that one, Mary. You know why? Because the unbelief that has been fed into the saints, oh, well, you're just nobody. I mean, after all, if you had all our degrees and had been to all our schools, you might end up being on the wall like some thermometers. Who can't get a job. When I listen to some of the different schools that are saying, oh, you know, you can't find a job. I've got people who have degrees like this can't get a job. Why? Because God is trying to tell us there's more than degrees that are at stake. And there's nothing wrong with an education. But make sure the Holy Ghost is in charge of that education. If it's you that's in charge of that education, you might have a dummy as a guide. Amen? I've got a nephew out in California who's got a degree in shop and all kinds of stuff that he learned. And he even went to school the next year. And he graduated with honors and so on and so forth. And he never used his talents once. And his parents had to pay the bill. Now, why? Because God was not in the control room. God is in the control room of you. If you gave him the authority to guide you and counsel you and comfort you. And you have a deposit of the Holy Ghost. But there's more coming. There is more coming. Oh my God. Lord, wake him up. There is more coming.
Amen.
Thank you. There is more to come.
After me, Father, any fear tactics
that would try to bring me down,
keep me away,
of this fire
that is about to come. And it's already here in some cases.
It's
burning when I'm offering.
And when I see these weaknesses
and these fear tactics,
pushing my buttons,
I will lay them on the altar,
before the Lord,
and I will scream out,
just like Elijah.
God, send your fire.
Burn this stuff.
It doesn't come from you.
And definitely the fear has to go.
I am preparing myself.
With your grace.
To receive the next level.
I haven't got it all yet.
You're in control.
And I'm waiting.
For the day.
When the fire.
Will baptize me.
And when it gets done.
The only thing I'll see.
Will be Jesus radiating through me.
By his power.
By his light, by his glory.
For the glory is his.
And
he's trying to get it into me.
So thank you, Lord.
For baptizing me.
With fire.
On the day appointed.
And keep progressing.
Every day.
All the chaff.
That you show me.
I'll give it to you.
And I'll be expecting grace.
Every day.
To keep on growing.
In his likeness.
Hallelujah. Release your spirit now. More grace
into this house, Lord. More grace into this house. Hanamikia Shikia Tahata Hata Kekura Baba Baba Hassandara Kia Kira Kia.
Get ready for a new release, girl. Get ready for a new release. What I'm seeing is dancing shoes on your feet. Hallelujah. More grace. Say,